something about what to do tonight. And I saw this about making praise our continuous lifestyle. Look at 13th Hebrews, verse 15. This is what should be our kind of lifestyle. And I'm going to give it to you what the way God gave me. Verse 15, Hebrews 13. Let's go. Therefore, by him, that's by Jesus Christ, let us continually do what? Offer. See that word continually means that never stopping. You can take a pause. You can go do something else, but come back to that again. You know, that's where I live my life. I live my life like this. My whole life is about prayer and Bible. So I go do everything else and come back there. When I come to church, I'm thinking of when service will end, so I get back to praying and reading my Bible. When I get up in the morning, I'm happy to read my Bible and pray. And when I say I'm about to go out, I start feeling funny. You know, so I live my life like that. I don't live my life do other things and then remember. That's my schedule. So everything else I do, I remember things when I remember my Bible. Take care of different things. I will see what to do. Like how many days ago? Just 2 days ago? Or is it yesterday now? I got something else to do in church to just get something better for us to go in. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way it should be. We should be living from faith to faith. Hallelujah. But then I saw this. Everybody look at this. I saw how praise is going to help you. See, because all of us, we face things. And we like to have triumphs. Am I right? We like to make things happen for our lives, right? How many of you like to see things happen good for your life? Better things. Anybody here? Praise God. And I saw this in 1 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Samuel 21. How many of you know the story of David? All of you know the story of David, don't you? But now David, after killing Goliath, got some little bit of success, and that trouble began for him. Trouble really began for him. The king got envious. Like many of us, you know that when you start prospering, somebody is going to get after you. Somebody is going to do things against you. And I saw David trapped and struggling, and David ran for help somewhere else. And where he ran to is like going from the cave of a bear to lion's den. Are you hearing me? Trying to escape from one to another. And I saw David trapped, and then I just saw his story just change immediately. I just saw that his story was changed, and I was wondering what marked that. Then I saw that what marked that moment was not in that 1 Samuel, it was in the book of Psalm. Because they quoted that moment in his life. Let's go to 1 Samuel 21. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let's stop and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, glory be to you, your name Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. He said, let's pray. Let me praise continually. Let's do it again one more time. Thank you, Father. I bless your name. I give you praise. Stop and do that. Just stop and do that. Just stop and do that. The word will make more meaning to do that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, in 1 Samuel 20, Saul came out to attack David. You know, David had a friend in Saul's house. How many of you know him? Jonathan. He was close to David. They were covenant friends. And Jonathan was believing that his father was just being honestly edgy, that really he liked David. So David said, no, it's not true. So they made a particular arrangement to prove that Saul was either a mad person or evil intention about David. And guess what? Saul nearly killed his own son because of David. Did you hear that? I mean, he threw his javelin at his son and called him the son of a prostitute over David. And then, Jonathan just knew that there was no more future for David. And, you know, Saul was so angry, he said, get him for me tonight. They went to his house. He escaped. Are you listening, everybody? He ran out in fear, and he ran to a place, to a particular priest, and said, please, I'm running. Can I get a sword? He had to eat the food of the priest and should not eat. And David's life was now from a great guy to a fugitive, running all over the place. Let's look at the Bible. 1 Samuel 21. Hallelujah. Are you there? So David, look at it. Look at verse. Where do we start from? Let's start from verse 10. Then David arose and fled that day from before what? From before who? that was chasing him. And he went to Achish, the king of Gath. Now, David was running. Like anybody will run, something happens to you, you run to the bank, you get abroad, you have gotten visa, you didn't get a job that is decent for you. Oh, they can nod their head over there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or you get a decent job, just take almost all the money. Or you are here, something's happening to you, you're not getting your heart desire, and where you even think you can get some help. So he went to the king of Gath, Achish. Now, what happened next? Look at your Bible. Let's keep reading. He says, and the servant of Achish said to him, is this not David, the king of the land? He was not the king. Was he the king? Wrong news. Did they not sing of him to one another in dancing, saying, Saul has slain his thousand, David is 10,000? That's where he was running away. And they are using that thing against him again now. Look at what happened next. And now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish. See, what caused for him trouble that time is still following him around now. And he was thinking, I'm going to escape from the cave of a bear, and he found himself in lion's den. Now let's look at what he did. You will not believe this. Tell someone beside you, David's like you. Or David was like you. Human being just like you. What did you do? What will you do? You find yourself inside. Go back to that verse for me. Very much afraid. You got in there. What will you do? You will not act godly. Hello? Are you hearing me? You will think of what to do to escape. You know, you find yourself inside the gates of your worst enemy. The one chasing you was worse. This one worst enemy. And then what will you do? David did what anybody else will do. Look at next verse. So David changed his behavior before them. And what? It's really strange. He started scratching like a madman would do. He started scratching the wall of the gate and let saliva, you know. Can you imagine that? Are we here? Huh? You go to the bank pretending that you are really broke. They said you are not broke yet. You call your friend around the right time to do whatever you need to do. Just didn't work out. Get things get worse. Workplace. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he prayed madness just to escape. What happened next? And next verse, quickly. Let's go. Then Achish said to his servant, look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Next verse. So, have I need of madmen that have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? So this fellow come into my house. So one way or the other, God was using to deliver David. What happened next? Next verse. David therefore, that's the next chapter. David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of where? Adullam. Mark that word, Adullam. You see, running away from Saul. The king chasing you. And you're trying to find help somewhere there. You know, you are trying to treat that particular sickness in your body. And you try to find your way, you get to the hospital. They said, but you know what? This is complicated. Hallelujah. No, it's not my story, you know. That's what people say. No, it's not my story. But you went down there now to the hospital. I can't say it's not your story because you went down there. They didn't come to your house. Hallelujah. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. I'm not trying to make anybody feel sad. But, you know, David ran away from Israel to go to Gath. What will he do now? So he went between Gath and Bethlehem. The place is called Adullam. That cave of Adullam is in the valley where he beat Goliath. Are you hearing me? You see, he went into that cave remembering his victory. That cave, amazingly, the word Adullam means justice for the people. And God's going to give you justice. Somebody say amen louder to that. God who delivers the oppressed will give you justice. Accepting you and make your life what it's supposed to be. Some of us over here, we are underemployed. We are unemployed. Things are not difficult for us. You're looking at how you're going to manage, how you're going to carry on with your life. But you know what? Hold on. There's going to be cave of Adullam for you. Now, what happened? Now listen to what happened now. The moment he entered that cave, be with me, I need your help. So when his brothers and all his father's house had it, they went down there to him. Now, that cave has so many spaces there. One space can take about 20-30 men. So that place it was a cave, but it was big enough. Let's keep reading. His family went down there, and everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, everyone who was in discouragement gathered to him. So he became what? Now, what changed the story? You know, this is what really hit me this afternoon. This evening before I came for service. I said, Lord, what changed the story? He was a fugitive running away. He got to cave of Adullam. He just escaped that place. And then things began to turn around. Things can turn around wherever your story is. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Things can turn. But you know, what we do normally is to go to church and go and do a program. But it's not really a program sometimes, because program will end. 21 days of praise and worship will end. Are you hearing me? You are left to yourself after that. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Sometimes you wish you can sleep in church, but there's no bed. There's no bed here. Four other men join him there. Next verse. Come and see quickly. And then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, please let my father, my mother come here with you till I know that what God will do with me. See, something was happening to David. Instead of being choked and being pushed to the wall, he began to do well. He began to become a captain. Now I'll tell you what happened. See, the moment he left Saul, he was still feeling, oh, I need help. Somebody must help me. Somebody must help me. The moment he got to Gath, where he was thinking he'll find help, and he had to have feigned madness, something happened to him. Psalm 34. Let's go. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Are you there? Verse 1. Now, if you are using a good Bible, all Bibles are good, but some are better than other Bibles. If you use the Bible, you will see a title of this Psalm 34. Do you have it over there? Do you have the title? You don't have the title. Anybody got a Bible that is a little bit advanced? Okay, yes. Mr. Enile, what did he say in that verse? The Psalm of David. When he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away? And he departed. You see, he was thinking we're going to find hope there. And he couldn't find hope there. And then I had to play madness to escape. When he came out of that, what changed the story? What happened? He was going to be surrendered. He was going to be defeated. He just changed. Why? He changed to praise. He knew, couldn't find. See, some of you over here, stop thinking it's only church. God was telling me, take this to your different life, private life. When you are confused, when you don't know what to do, when you feel hopeless, when your back is against the wall and you can't get help from that place where you think you're going to get help. And you know, David came out of that madness and he said, I will bless the Lord. Why did he say that? That's unreasonable. Some of these boys call it crazy praise. Are you hearing me? Have you heard before? It's unreasonable for you to be thanking God when you don't have that contract. To start blessing God when this thing didn't work out. When you are giving breakfast or lunch. Young people know what I'm talking about. You know, why should you thank God? He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, not my complaint, shall continue. Can you imagine? You just feign madness. You escape just by the edge. And you are coming out. What will you say? God is not fair. Life is difficult. I didn't plan for all this. Look at my life. I'm trying to do things for God. And Saul is chasing me. God is. I have to. God couldn't even deliver me. I have to face madness. Then become unreasonable. Practice the madness well. You know what? David had to take the madness to the next level to do it before God. He's saying, God, I know that things are not working. I know things are difficult. I know there's no hope for me, but I pretend to be mad and I praise you because you are good. I'm making some sense. Let's read the psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Next verse. The my soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Let's go and read it. Praise. Let's say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come. Where was he coming from? Chased by Saul, got to God, was in trouble, couldn't face anything. See, when your mouth no longer working, praise will work. When calculations don't do the job, and you know what, when I say praise, I just don't mean come to church and dance like Okoto, and then, you know, you get tired, you are sweating, you go, no, I'm talking about sacrifice of praise when you don't feel like it. Praise God. David was doing this, coming out of where? The gates of God. Are we here? The Lord said to me, you may not have an instrument in your house. You may not have the voice of Sabola Uchi. You may not have the keyboard of Emmanuel, you know, Abala. But you have the voice of praise. You can open your mouth and say, Father, I praise you in the midst of all this. And I just want to thank you. And can you lift your hands and say, Father, thank you because you will have my praise continually. You will have my praise continually. I may not understand. My brain is frying up. I don't understand what's going on. I know I can get more than this. I know I can be more than this. But my praise, I'm going to take this crazy praise. I'm going to be unreasonable with my praise and thank you in the midst of it all and glorify your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise the Lord, somebody. Can you just stop a minute? Let's go back to that place we just said. Let's do it now. Verse 1. Psalm 34 verse 1 said, I will, see that word bless. Let me show you what it means. It means to kneel down and speak good of. Can you imagine? You are running away from Saul. You must be running. And then you got to this guard and you escape. And then you are famous. And he came out of that place. He got to Adullam. He fell on his knees. Wow. That's the last thing you want to do. Can you get on your knees wherever you are? He said, I will bless the Lord. I will kneel down before my maker. See, when you kneel down, you are saying that your knees are your greatest part of your strength. Your knees are supporting you. Say, Lord, I fall down before you because you are able to carry me. I bless you tonight. I kneel down before you and I speak good of you. Now, I may not be hearing good news from anywhere, but I speak good of you. You are kind and you are gracious to me. You are wonderful to me from my birth to this moment. You have kept me all these years. You have watched over me. Even when I didn't get all that I wanted to get, you are there for me. And I want to know that all the good things you have done in my life, I'm appreciating. Yes, I'm being chased by Saul and out into the house of God, but you helped me kill Goliath some years ago. You helped me deal with the lion and the bears. You never left me alone. When I couldn't meet up with the house of my father to meet Samuel, you asked me to come from the bush and be anointed. You know what you have done with me in my secondary school days, in my university days, in my marriage. You know how you have carried me. And I fall down on my knees tonight and I celebrate your praise. I want to thank you for what you have done. The praise, the brain I have is not my own. The hands I have, the skill, the training, the experience. I fall on my knees and I say, you are worthy. You are gracious. You are kind to me. Lord, even though I'm having some pains, but I turn it to praise tonight. Though I have some pleasure, I have some testimony, but I can be more than that. So I praise you tonight. Thank you. You are God Almighty. You are worthy. You are gracious. You are kind. I refuse to believe what life is saying. I refuse to believe what the news is saying. I refuse to believe what the government is saying. I refuse to believe what this land is saying. I say that you are good and your mercy endures forever. And you are gracious to me. And you will take care of me. You will surprise me. My cups are run over. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good, Father. Tell him, you are good to me. You are good to me. You are my goodness in the land of the living. I will see the Lord's goodness. Your goodness will surround me. Your goodness will take me up. You are big enough. You are mighty enough. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Get up. Sit down. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Pastor, thank you. what are the reasons for me to praise God, to bless the Lord? I will bless the Lord at all times. See, when I heard that word bless, and it says what, you know, it's amazing. That word bless, it means to kneel down and speak good of. Can you just imagine? Life has dealt with you on different sides, and you kneel down and bless the Lord. It's like somebody slap you and kick you around and say, praise the Lord for your life. Is that crazy? Hallelujah. While I was thinking about it, I just said, bless the Lord. The Lord said, let me tell you the reasons why they should bless me. So that as they go through the day, you remember that. Psalm 103. And it reminded me, I know Psalm 103 already. Don't you know? You know it now. Let's go down there. 103, verse 1. I will, what? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Speak good of the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, all my organs, my chemistry, my psychology, all that's within me, bless his holy name. What is it next? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not what? So, there are even benefits in all this mess. Are you hearing me? I'm a beneficiary. Tell yourself, I'm a beneficiary. Hallelujah. Say that to yourself, I'm a beneficiary. That's why I want to bless the Lord tonight. Lord, I bless you for all your benefits. What are these benefits? Look at the Bible. Look at verse 3. It says, who forgives all your iniquities? You know, listen to me. Jesus met a man that was sick for 38 years. Jesus, after healing him, said, go and see that you don't sin again or something worse will happen to you. Did you hear what I just said? He said something worse when you sin, but he forgives us. So something better can happen to us now. I'd like you to get up on your feet and say, Father, I want to thank you for forgiveness. You don't see that, but that's what David put on the top of the list. If God mark iniquity, who will stand? Can you bless him? Can you say, Lord, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for letting go and canceling all my moral debts. All the mess I've done with my life that could have put me in the hole, that could have destroyed me. The things I've done that I should not have done, but you forgive me. He said, you forgive all my iniquities. Before I was born again, after I was born again, I still messed up. But thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the cancellation of wrong words, wrong thoughts, wrong behaviors. Oh God, I want to thank you for my... Can you lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for forgiving me. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one. Thank you for forgiving me. You think you are perfect? You think you are better? Look at yourself and compare yourself with God's standard. You are useless. You are no good. And God forgave us. And God made you what you are today. You know what you have done? Sexual sin. You know, all kinds of things, lying, cheating, doing all kinds of things. You know what we have done with our lives in time past? And after we are saved, we still messed up, but he's forgiven us. So we can bless him tonight. I say, Lord, I bless you for forgiving me. I bless you for making me your own, even when I didn't deserve it. Oh, hallelujah. Please stop a minute. You know, you don't understand this. All the evil going on out today is because of sin. Climate change, not because that place just got mad. No. No. Bible says that in the land of Israel, before they came down there, the land was vomiting out the inhabitants. You wonder why things are getting worse now. The climate change, the heat and everything. Why? Because sin is erupting like volcanoes on our planet. All the sins they commit, all that mess we are going on, but God said, I'll forgive you and spare you. So as he's going around us, say, thank you, Father, for forgiveness, for your coverage of forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving. Thank you for making me to live out your life of cancellation of my debts. Thank you for setting me free from every clutches of evil and iniquities. I want to thank you tonight. I want to bless you tonight. I want to glorify you for your forgiveness in my life, for canceling my debt, for giving me chance again and again and again. And I bless you tonight. And I give you glory tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now stop thinking, oh, I'm paying for my sin. You're not paying for your sin. Tell that sin, he's forgiving me. God the Father, through his son's blood on the cross of Calvary, by the power of the Spirit, forgives me. And I bless the Lord tonight for forgiveness. Whatever I've done to myself to bring evil upon me, he has forgiven me. He's brought me back to his house and to his blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, open your eyes. Now, some of you won't believe this. I do this kind of crazy things. It says, who heals all your... When I get sick, like I was a couple of days ago. Hello? Was the pastor? You know what I just do? He says, who heals all your diseases? I just asked him, who heals all, including this one? Who heals all? I turn mad. Are you hearing me? I mean, you're not well now, but he heals all my sicknesses. When I feel something in my body, I say, you heal all my sicknesses. My sicknesses, you heal all. Praise God, somebody. See, I want to bless him for that. I want to bless him for that. I want to bless him for that. Can you bless him for that tonight? Say, Lord, I want to bless you for healing all. If you are married there with the family, say, thank you for healing all our sicknesses. Thank you for sparing our life. Thank you for your physical work in our physical bodies. He said, he will clear our sins, but also he'll heal. Say, Lord, I want to bless you. Lift your hand and say, I want to thank you for making me well, for keeping me in health. See, when you wake up in the morning and you lift up your hands, you can thank him. When you have that pain in your body, when that thing, the drug is not working as it should work, you say, Lord, I want to thank you because you are healing all my diseases. You are healing all my diseases. When I'm feeling sick, when I'm feeling down, I can say with my mouth against my situation, Lord, you are my healer. Let's bless the healer tonight. Let's bless the healer tonight. Whether you are sick or not sick, whether you are not feeling any or feeling good, just say, Lord, I want to bless you tonight. I want to bless your name tonight. Thank you for healing. Thank you for health. Thank you for good health. Thank you for keeping me going. Thank you that I wake up every day by your strength. Thank you. Thank you. And tell those infirmities you are feeling, God is my healer. Praise him. Say, my soul will make his boast in the Lord. Make your boast. The Lord is my healer. He will heal all my sicknesses. Physical, psychological, emotional. He will heal all. I'm going to make my boast of the Lord. I'm going to glorify the Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Next verse. It says, who redeems your life from destruction? Can you give us this verse in NIV? Who redeems your life from destruction? Quickly. Who redeems your life from destruction? Maybe saying the same thing. Who redeems your life from the pit? You know the pit? Graveyard. Hallelujah. What does Amplified Bible say? It says, who rescues you from going down the pit? Saying the same thing. From the pit. Hallelujah. What my Bible says, from untimely death. Praise God, somebody. Say, Lord, I want to thank you tonight for your redemption. For redemption. For redemption. For rescuing me. For ransom. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me say it like this. You know the meaning of redemption? It means to exchange something for... When they said they are doing bonanza, coke, when you open the coke top, you find something there, and then they will say, it's generator. They say, take it away. Thank you, you remember. That means you exchange that. So when graveyard come, God said, no, I got my promise for him. I have my redemption cost over here. Say, Lord, thank you for redemption. From the grave, from destruction, from accident. Thank you, Lord. You see, that word also means accident. Destructions. Say, Lord, thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for the Irakpada. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for redeeming my body, my life, my home, my properties. Thank you for redemption. Thank you that you are redeeming me. I bless you tonight for redemption. From every pit, from every going down, from every losses, from every unprofitableness in my life. Thank you, I'm not going down. You are taking me up. You are taking me up. Let's bless him. See, you're blessing him now. That's what you are doing. You're blessing him now. Open your mouth and do that. That's how we do it in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercies? Say, Lord, thank you for loving kindness. Thank you, wherever I go, there's kindness and loving coming to me from your hand. Thank you for your tender mercies in my life. I bless you tonight. I speak good of you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Wherever I go, I experience loving kindness from your hand. And I bless you tonight for it. Maybe somewhere you are making things are made difficult for you. So Lord, I want to thank you and I bless tonight for loving kindness in those places, in those difficult places. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lastly, verse 5. What did he say? He says, who satisfied? Do you know what? My wife comes back every day and says, things have gone up. Are you hearing me? You know, today we had to get something. I was telling the brother yesterday, I don't know what I see him around. I said, bro, let's go and buy this thing. I said, how much was it? He said, it was a particular price. Last, about a month ago, he bought it. I said, my brother, the thing has gone up. He said, and you can't go beyond that, just maybe 50,000 extra. Just 50,000 extra. I said, I was not prophesying doom. I was just telling him that things are going on. He called me from Lagos. He said, 200K has climbed on top of it. 200K has climbed on top of it. Okay, get that kind of language. Oh, go here. My wife, she just before we came to church, we went to go and buy onions for food that we're going to eat on October 1. She said, she bought the onion 5,500 last week. Today, half of the money, half of the things, half, 5,500 now. Relax. Satisfy your mouth with good things. And you will not get old. It will renew your youth. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I want to bless you. That you satisfy my mouth with good things. I will have good. I will have the good. I receive. And I want to thank you for satisfaction of my life with good things. I thank you for renewing my youth like the eagles. These situations will not make me old and make me to become useless and make me to become with person with high blood pressure. But this moment, I lift my hands. I want to bless you. I want to bless you for satisfaction in this season. I welcome the satisfaction in this season. You keep me going. You will renew me. You will refresh me. You will invigorate me. You will bring me what I need. I satisfy my mouth with good things. My life, you will satisfy. And I bless you tonight. And I give you glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Can we bless him? Can you come over? Let's bless the Lord. Come on, let's come and sing. Let's just say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, do you know, I'm going to let them sing now. We're just going to rejoice together. Listen, everybody. You know, when it says, and his praise. Go back to Psalm 34 verse 1. His praise. I check that word, praise. It means to stand up and lift up your hands to see something great ahead of you. Yes, I like that. Are you hearing me? That word means to stand up with your hands up and you are looking at something just great before you. I could imagine David running away from Saul. Getting to Gath, had to escape the trap. When he came out, he didn't see Gath anymore. He didn't see Saul anymore. He saw God. Praise God, somebody. He said that his father would take care of him. He made up his mind, I'm going to go all the way with God. Tonight, tell yourself, I'm going to go all the way with God. Whatever I don't have, whatever I'm looking for, my God has it. And I will lift up my hands and celebrate him tonight. I'm going to glorify his name. Because it's sufficient for me. Come on, let's do it. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Come on, let's do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Do you have a big God? Hallelujah. I have a very big God, though. He's always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side.
A very big God, oh, he's always by my side. A very big God, oh,
it's time to make your boast to the Lord. I have a very big God, oh, he's always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side.
I have a very big God, oh, he's always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side.
I have a very big God, oh, who is always by my side. a very big God, oh, by my side, by my side.
I have a very big God, oh, he's always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side.
Everybody testifies, you are good.
Hey, you are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testifies, you are good Jehovah, you are good.
Everybody
testifies, you are good.
You are so good.
You are good Jehovah, you are good.
You are good, you are good.
Everybody testifies, you are good.
We testify, Lord.
You are good Jehovah, you are good.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody testifies, you are good.
We rejoice. We rejoice.
You are good, Jehovah, you are good.
You've been so good.
Everybody testifies, you are good.
I testify.
You are good, Jehovah, you are good.
Nadunine.
Nadunine. Nadunine.
Everybody gay.
Everybody, Jehovah, Marama.
Nadunine. 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 Gbogbo eniyan Yesu dara si wa Edara 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 And everybody We testify You are good You are good You are good Everybody, you are good. Wherever you will be good, it cannot change you. Jehovah reigns. Our hands to the Lord. Let's praise Him with our clap. 10 strings instrument. Come on, let's go. To the God who reigns forever. Hallelujah. Abba, Abba, come on, give it to Him. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. God, you are lifted higher. Yeah, you are lifted higher. Jesus, we lift you higher. We lift you higher. Oh Lord, you are lifted higher. Higher, 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 higher. Yeah, Jesus, we lift you higher. We lift, we lift, we lift. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jesus reigns, and you are lifted higher. We lift you, we lift you higher. Yeah, we lift you higher. Yeah, we lift you higher. Oh Lord, we lift you higher. We lift you higher. Do you know why we're lifting the Lord? I am lifted by the Lord. I'm both sin and sorrows into the presence of the Lord. Lifted, I am lifted. That's why I'm lifting.
I am lifted by the Lord.
I'm both
sin and sorrows into the presence of the Lord.
him. Hallelujah. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Oh, I've been lifted higher. Jesus, we lift you. Oh Lord, you are lifted higher. Jesus, we lift it higher. Oh Lord, we lift you higher. We lift you higher. Hey, Jesus, we lift you higher. We lift, we lift, we lift, we lift, we lift. Jehovah reigns.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Sit down. You're going to come back. Let me tell you what God asked me to do. So that you will not forget. He said, tell everyone to bring out their phone. He said they all have alarm on their phone. And they use their alarm for everything. You hear me? Alarm for that, alarm for this. He said, tell them, you may not do it, depends on you. He said, tell them to put on their phone alarm to praise me. He said, put on your phone. Just let it ring. Praise God. Just at that moment, put it the time you can remember, do that. Just do that. Maybe you can do it in the morning, the evening. Take your phone out. Ask yourself, when do I need to be reminded of this? Some of you, I know you won't obey. No problem. They ask me to ask you to do. You know, I never worry about obedience of people. I only do what I'm told. God will take care of the rest. Praise God. For those who obey, He knows what to do for them. Praise God. Pastor, I already have it on my phone. Welcome to life. Praise God. So pull out your phone. Just praise God. Just praise God. That means just stop and say, Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. Praise God. David said 7 times a day. I'm only asking you to do only once or twice. Hello? Are you saying 7 times a day? So pull out your phone right over there. You can pick maybe early in the morning, 6 o'clock or 7 when you are waking up. Praise the Lord. Just let me remind you. I have my phone so I can talk out what issues, what I'm going to do. For instance, my mother on Monday, I know I will not call her, I will not remember her to call her. So I put over there, call mama, 9:48 a.m. Monday morning. Then see, my phone will ring and say, call mama. You know, if your phone is like that, put over there, praise God. So you can say that back to you. So you can go be just blessing. When it rings, maybe in the morning or maybe in the evening or something, just say, praise God. And put over there, exclamatory mark. I'm a few aware it will help you so much to be continuous in the praise attitude. I hope you are doing that. Pull out your phone. Pastor, my phone has no alarm. Hello, give you one. Can I have alarm? Don't worry. Get almost every phone has alarm. Is that true? I make use of cell phones now. Almost every phone has alarm now. Even those ones that look like, what do you call it now? Bastard or something? Paras or something, something we call it. Yes, you know, they all have alarm, and the alarm can be louder. Remember those alarm? Those say, pick me up. Remember that one? Pick me up. Remember that alarm kind of thing? Or ringtones, you know? Hallelujah. Have you put it out there? I have that few minutes to do that. Just put that there. I'm going to praise God. Just remember, it may ring and embarrass you, but if you do it, the time that's convenient for you, maybe in the morning or in the evening, just praise God. Just praise God. Just put that, praise God. Your alarm starts serving you for well. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes I have alarm for prayer on my phone. I have time to pray. I have alarm, different kind of alarm on my phone. But praise is part of it now. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. One time, I did something years ago. I just set alarm every 2 hours just to praise God. Every 2 hours, I did that for some time. Just put it on. I just said two hours. Just a ring. Not a loud one that will cause trouble. Just like that. And I don't have to just go to one place and sing for 1 hour. I just stop under my breath. Thank you, Father. Give you glory, honor, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. If you are at work, you want to go to the toilet or something, just stick around there and say, Father, you are beautiful to me in my situation. I give you all the glory. That will fill your life with something that's different. Let's go back. chapter 34, as we round up. Hallelujah. God is good. You see, something happened tonight. You didn't notice it. Right from the beginning, we were singing simple and profound songs. They are not complicated songs, if you notice that, but they are very mindful of what we are doing. They are very mindful of what we are doing. See all the songs you sing? They are common songs. But you see, God doesn't care about the kind of song you sing. He really wants it to be meaningful to you, that you are doing something. If all you know is, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen. I praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen. A simple song. But you know what? He said, I praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen. You know, I don't know if you know Lekan, the photographer. He put something on the Facebook that I just, he said, when you go to church and your worship leader keeps singing one song over and over again, don't be in despair. He said, the four living creatures around the throne of God ask another song, besides only one song. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is. That's what they sing 24/7. And God's not tired. So, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Now, let's look at this other side of praise that you must learn to do. Go to verse 2. My soul shall make his boast where? In the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. You must learn to also make a boast. It's a part of praise. The Lord will take care of me. The Lord will watch over me. The Lord will meet this need. I will not be disappointed. God is on my side. See, as you are saying that, something happens to you. You know, sometimes when we are at home like that, my wife will say something, they will buy something, I say, tell them what I am. My husband is capable. I just keep quiet. Any man like me, my husband is capable. I just keep quiet. Because what else am I going to say? That I'm not capable. Come on, you're praise the Lord. My soul shall make a boast. One of the best ways to make your boast in the Lord is where you are right now. The need you have right now. Boast of God supplying it. Amen, somebody. If you are afraid now, you say, Lord, I'm not going to be afraid because you are my God. You are going to keep me. So everybody can do their own now. Just do that right now. Say, Lord, make a boast to the Lord right now where you are now. What is the need in your life? My father will take care of this. My father will not leave me alone. I know you are there with me. And I know you are there for me. You never forsaken your own. And I want to thank you that you will always respond. Even when I don't know what to do, you are my wisdom. You are my strength. Come on, tell. Say, Lord, I know that my children will not be forsaken for their godly seed. Thank you that my health will not just be left to itself because you are my caretaker. And tell that situation, my father will take care of me. When David was talking to Goliath, he was making a boast in the Lord. Goliath was not humble. He got angry and he died out of it. Oh, hallelujah. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. Can you make your boast in the Lord? Can you make your confidence in the Lord? This business will flourish. The Lord will bring clients. The Lord will bring customers. The Lord will take care of me. The Lord is able. He's my caretaker. Is my shepherd, is my light, is my salvation. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? When the wicked comes up against me, when an army encamp against me, I will not fear. In this I'll be confident. In this I'll be confident. Come on, make your boast in the Lord. I will get that I'm looking for. I will not be left to myself. The Lord will supply that need. I will have what that, I will have better than that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Open your eyes. I learned to do this quite early. It may not just be a praise. I'm not just praising God, but you're boasting of him. I remember when we started church and we had to rent our place at Yana Mortuary. And one lady, one of our friends who gave me a car years ago said, Reverend, I want to help you. So that time, that phone was not yet available that time. So I went to go and see her at Ibadan. And I got to her place. I remember we were in her kitchen. And then she said, Reverend, sorry, I don't have the money. And here I have this bill staring at my face. Huh? But I remember in our kitchen, something rose up in me and said, don't worry, man. The Lord will take care of us. He will meet our needs and will surprise us. Hi. That thing came on me. My mind said, you are boasting before her. What about if even she has money, she said now that you are going to. And I left her house. Before I got to Abeokuta, I got the money. I've seen that happen. That when I rise up like that and I say things about God like that, it comes on my behalf. The enemy wants to put you in a corner where you will speak of all the things you are going through. But tell yourself, I will speak of the Lord. I will speak of the goodness of the Lord. David said, I believe. I believe and I will speak. I will have fainted if I not believe. I will see. Tell yourself, I will see. I will see the glory of God with my life. This debt will be cleared. The Lord knows how to take care of me. I will not go down in shame because those who believe on him shall not be disappointed. You have nothing else to stand on except his faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know what? That I do all the time. I don't care how many have left church. I don't care how many have traveled. This church will not go down. We are going up. I have that. I just, Pastor, on what basis? I'm banking on the faithfulness of God. That my life will not go down. It's good to me. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. If your father is rich, you can't be poor in school. Are you hearing me? Even got to say, hello, baby. Am I right? Hallelujah. He said, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed. Tell yourself, tell somebody beside you, my father will take care of me. Tell somebody, my father will take care of me. Just watch my life. My father will take care of me. I'm not joking. He said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. If you are getting angry for me to say that, you are proud. Tell somebody, my father will take care of me. My father will see to my welfare. My father will bless me and make me a blessing. In the name of Jesus, when darkness is covering the world, the light of God is shining over my life. Every point of sorrow in my life shall be turned into joy. Oh, glory to God. The tension will give way to triumph in the name of Jesus. And sometimes you need to pull yourself by the ear and say, Tunde Amosu, you will see God. You will see the glory of God. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Things are going to get better for you. Talk to yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Next verse. Our time is up. Next verse. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Do you know why? If you came late, you missed that part. David was running away from Saul and went to Gath. And that place, they were saying, mark him. And he faked madness. But when he came out, he says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord at all times. So if you came in, we are talking about praising God, blessing God as a matter of unreasonableness. When things don't go the way it should go. See, the moment David began to bless the Lord, the cave of Adullam began to yield its increase. Men began to join him. He became a captain, no more a fugitive. Hallelujah. Moab opened up to his parents to come there. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, the land is opening up for me. God is making things happen more and more for me. I'm experiencing increase on every side. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. See, that word exalt means to raise high. So we are going to say the Most High God, Jehovah. We are going to close with that. He said, let us exalt. Let's pick the Lord and take him higher for all to see. Hallelujah. Jehovah. We are saying, you are the Most High. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. You know the meaning of magnify? As you get older, those tiny, tiny words are not easy to read anymore. Huh? You are still younger. You still see them. You know, sometimes you take to the light, then you get a magnifying glass and think like that, you just magnify. See, sometimes life wants to crowd God into a corner. But tonight, let's magnify him. You are bigger. My God is bigger than anything. Praise God, somebody. Tonight, you are the magnifying glass. Get up on your feet. My God is bigger.
My God is bigger than all problems.
Are you sure? Come on.
Bigger than anything.
Than the government, than the issues in
God
my life.
God is bigger than any mountain.
Yes, Lord.
I cannot.
Say with your mouth, say with your mouth, say with your mouth.
Oh, bigger than all my problems.
Yes, Lord, bigger, bigger.
Is bigger than
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I must say, Pastor, I don't have any problem. You are singing ahead of time. And if you have problem, you are singing in the midst of it. And both of you will have the song of triumph. Praise God, somebody. Let's sing it again. One more time.
My God is bigger than all my problems.
Whoa.
Oh, he's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain.
Yes, Lord.
I cannot
say.
God. He is bigger than all my problems.
Whoa.
Yes, he's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain.
I can see and I cannot see.
Oh, you are my God. Bigger than all my problems. Yes, he's
bigger than anything.
He is bigger
than all my questions.
Yes, it's bigger
than everything.
Oh, God is bigger than
everything. One more time.
Oh, my God is bigger than all my problems. Yes, it's bigger than everything.
Yes, Lord.
God is
okay. Lift your hands and say, Lord, you are bigger. So I declare you are the most high. You are the most high. Since you are bigger than anything, exalted, lifted high above everything. We have given over an hour now to the Lord just for him. And as we close, we're going to say, Jehovah, you are the most high.
Jehovah, you are
magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him.
You are the most.
Don't look at what you see.
Oh, Jehovah. You are the most. You are the most high. In Jehovah. You are the most high.
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 Higher, higher, higher.
You are the most high. You are the most high.
You are the most high.
Jehovah
Shalom.
You are the
most high. You are. You are,
you are
Jehovah Nisi.
You are the most.
You're my Lord of
Israel. You are the most.
Jehovah.
You are the
most. Jehovah.
You are the most.
Jehovah Jireh.
You are the most.
You are, you are.
Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. You are not singing for me. You are not singing for me. You are singing to him. You are
the most high God.
You are the most high.
That
you are
the most
high. You are.
You are. You are.
You are. You are. Say louder, louder, louder.
You are.
As we close, as we close, come on, lift up your voice.
You are
the last, come on, say it again. In heaven, on earth.
As we close, give me some extra. Give God some extra as we go home. Come on. Magnify him. Magnify him. Let the devil hear you. Let the whole heart hear you.
Hold on. You know what? What I just saw now? I saw all these guys. Davido, Naramali. All those guys, they'll get all this instrument on the site. I mean, what dollars, millions of dollars to sing nonsense. And what is it? Girl carry me something. And they blast the whole place. One of them had fully sense to call it timeless recently. He says, having timeless program. I said, will you? Bolotiwa? But we have a God who is eternal. What's celebrating? What's celebrating? It's the most high. Give me your best as you are living here. It's the most high. It's the most high. It's the most high. Those guys will scream for nothing, but we are screaming for something better. It's the most high. He's our caretaker. He's our glory. He's our strength. He's our light. He's our savior. He's our father. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father, as we go.
We cry, Abba Father.
Oh, as we go. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, happy.
Hello, hello. Slow down. You know, I told you if you came quite early, I said, when David left Saul running away, escaping, he ran to the house of Gad, and Gad said, oh, this guy, is there trouble? There are trouble here. And he faked madness, and he stepped out. He came out. He got nowhere to go, but he got Abba Father. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, what we are singing, Abba Father, and I'm hearing God saying, see, watch, they are becoming captains now. They are becoming captains. They were fugitive before, thinking, where will they go? What will happen to them? The land will open up for them. They're going to be captain, praise God. They're going to take over things. So as we close right now, Abba Father, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming. Next week we're going to close with communion with it. Praise God. We are closing with communion. Praise. Hallelujah. Hold on. You know what? Our next communion for next Sunday is supposed to be in October, first Friday in October. But we never had record of Jesus doing praise except the night of communion. So next Sunday, we're going to do our 1 hour and break bread after, praise the Lord, and experience his power in our lives. Tell your neighbor, I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings, and I'm making my boast of him. I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings.
I have a Father.
Good night, come on.
Almighty Father, oh. He is King of Kings.